The Joe Thomas in the Morning Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
For the first half of our Wednesday, it's going to be an active one. We're going to have some rain moving on through, and we're going to kick those winds up as well, gusting at upwards about 30 miles per hour.
50 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
A community survey shows a large number of people, 85%, support keeping the name of Meriwether Lewis Elementary School.
400 community responses came into their online survey once they came up with the finalists Bluebird, Discover Expedition or Explorer, Ivy, Owensville, or keeping it Meriwether Lewis. Dr. Haas will receive the recommendation of the committee and present their final selection to the board on Thursday, December 8th.
The Rivanna, Albemarle, and Charlottesville Garden Clubs decorating the Amtrak station to add some much-needed holiday cheer. It's all part of a 20-year tradition to welcome people to Charlottesville. The president of the Charlottesville Gardening Club said that following the recent tragedy at UVA, this year it's especially important.
We had, you know, a sad pre-Thanksgiving here in the area, so we're hoping to create some spirit for people coming in and leaving the area.
Decorations will remain up through the holidays.
They're out there and they're ready to be purchased, but the price of a real Christmas tree might put a damper on your holiday spirit this year.
Everything went up this year. My cost of trees from the wholesaler went up anywhere from $6 to $10, in some cases a little more for the bigger trees.
However, John Enser, owner of Green Meadows Farm, says it hasn't put a damper on the enthusiasm to get a real tree.
Our customer base has grown astronomically. And trying to keep enough trees in for the customers is one of my biggest challenges.
Another housing development gets the thumbs down from the Albemarle County Planning Commission. A plan to build 525 mixed housing units on Old Ivy Road was voted 4-2 to not recommend rezoning the land. The final decision is in the hands of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, however.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 50 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech basketball. Sunday at 3, they take on number 18 North Carolina, brought to you by R.L. Byer Construction on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for the rest of your afternoon. After some morning rain, it's still going to be windy. We're going to keep those winds coming out of that northwest direction, pushing in some cooler air, gusting at times upwards of 30 miles per hour. We will get some clearing as we head throughout the afternoon hours as well. Temperatures climbing up into the lower 60s before much cooler air comes back into region tonight. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.